USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marissa reporting. The 30-year-old man charged with capital murder in the fatal shooting of two Dallas hospital employees was on parole and had been given permission to be at the medical facility for the birth of a child, a Texas prison official said on Sunday. Nestor Hernandez was granted leave to be with his significant other at Methodist Dallas Medical Center during her delivery on Saturday, according to Texas Department of Criminal Justice spokeswoman Amanda Hernandez. She said he'd been sentenced to prison for aggravated robbery and was released on parole last October, but did not provide additional details on the circumstances of the shooting. Two former Minneapolis police officers charged in George Floyd's death are heading to trial on state aiding and abetting counts, the third and likely final criminal proceeding in a killing that mobilized protesters worldwide against racial injustice in policing. J. Alexander Kuhn and Tao Thao have already been convicted of federal counts for violating Floyd's civil rights and begun serving those sentences. Many witnesses expected to testify at their state trial have already done so at both their federal trial and at the state trial against their former colleague, Derek Chauvin. So, mark your calendars for December 2nd. Here's why.
America's next top-secret weapon is ready to be rolled out for the public. Mark your calendar. The Air Force's next stealth bomber, the B-21 Raider, will be revealed to the public in California on December 2nd. The rollout will take place at Northrop Grumman's facility in Palmdale, California. That's just over an hour's drive north of Los Angeles. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
In-person early voting over the weekend in Nevada started, a state with a pivotal Senate race. Bill Quay from Henderson, Nevada, voted Sunday, saying this is what was important to him.
Those issues that support labor.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
In a telephone call days after the 2020 election, Oath Keepers leader Stuart Rhodes urged followers to go to Washington and fight to keep President Donald Trump in office. A concerned member of the extremist group began recording because, as he would later tell jurors in the current seditious conspiracy trial of Rhodes and four associates, it sounded as if they were going to war against the United States government. That Oath Keeper contacted the FBI, but his tip was filed away. He was only interviewed after Rhodes' followers stormed the Capitol on January the 6th of 2021. Cases of respiratory syncytial virus, also known as RSV, have doubled in more than 25 states, putting a strain on some hospitals. Former Commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration, Dr. Scott Gottlieb, joined Face the Nation to talk about it.
Parents who have children who have an upper respiratory infection, many times they're testing them, finding out it's not COVID, and feeling relieved. I think they still need to be vigilant that it could be RSV, it could be early flu. So if you see progressive symptoms, seek out help from a doctor. There are treatments that are available that could help children with RSV.
There's currently no vaccine available to prevent RSV. As E.T., the extraterrestrial, celebrates its 40th anniversary, Henry Thomas, who starred as Elliot in the film, is reflecting on the movie and the fame that came with it. Initially, Thomas said he didn't understand the little alien who came to live in Elliot's house. I was given a script, I read it, and I thought, there's no lasers, there's no starships or battles or fights, but it works somehow, he said. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.